Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to episode 250. Proverbs Every Day, Proverbs chapter 6, coming at you. Have some joy in your life, for crying out loud. All right, we're in Proverbs chapter 6 today in the complete Jewish Bible. And I just realized that my scripture thing didn't update. That's weird. There you go. Apologies for that. Rescan that or just go one forward. Actually, I think I don't know if anybody actually uses these things. I don't know if I'm going to keep putting it up on the screen, but I figured it's convenient. If you're watching this on a TV, just point your phone at it and be able to follow along. Why don't you let me know if you ever do that. I have no idea if you do or not. You can just put it in the comments and say, oh, thank you, DJ, for putting the QR code on the screen so it's so easy. Or we don't care. In any case, let's get on with this, shall we? Proverbs 6. My son, if you have put up security for your friend, if you have committed yourself on behalf of another, you've been snared by the words of your mouth, caught by the words of your own mouth. Do this now, my son. Extricate yourself. Seriously, extricate yourself. Since you put yourself in your friend's power, I want you to go humble yourself and pester your friend. Give your eyes no sleep. All right, hang on a second. Hold up. This translation takes this a whole different direction than what we usually see here. So let's break this down a little bit, because he just jumps right into it. You could theorize that this is actually technically part of the last chapter. I would be supportive of that argument because of the way, from a literary criticism standpoint, the way these usually start out is with that. So if we just go back one, sorry. We see that there's that my son, pay attention to my wisdom. And then what we do is we see it again. Or am I thinking of yesterday? I'm thinking of yesterday. Aren't I? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I was thinking of yesterday. Sometimes they split up like that. But usually there's there's an expansion here of pay attention to my son, but this just starts with my son. So, okay. I get it. But anyway, that's kind of, he just dives right in on this one. And it's kind of, I have to wonder if there's a little bit of snark to that. It's like, I saw what you did. I have to wonder about that sometimes, but this is something where it's just like, okay, you might be trapped by this. And if this happens, here's what you need to do. But there's also a recognition of why here as well. But putting up security for your friend, what that means is that you have pledged yourself financially to their endeavor. You see this with young people that are told to go in on a financial deal. In fact, I'm willing to guarantee you, I'm willing to absolutely guarantee you right now. Let me put myself on the screen like this, because I'm going to preach at you for just a second. We are right now seeing some weird times in our financial markets. And I guarantee you there are going to be young people that are duped into putting their self up for these massive gains they're going to have. All you have to do is just invest with me and I'm going to put this into a thing that's going to, you know, when the stock market goes down like it's going to do, and all these other things are going to happen, all these movements are going to happen, and we're going to be, you know, basically betting against that, and we're just going to make a lot of money because we're right and they're wrong. All these kind of things are going to start happening, and you're going to see a lot of very risky behavior that young people are going to be duped into taking part in and find themselves in a very big financial burden. And so in this kind of sense, if you've been snared by saying that you're willing to do this, you're caught up in that, excredate yourself. In other words, even before it's over, you're saying, I need out of this, you know, that you can have all the benefit of this. I just need to have my financial commitment pulled out of this, you know, that sort of thing. It's just like humble yourself. Because you put yourself in your friend's power. So excrete yourself, get out of it. And here's the thing, pester your friend. Give your eyes no sleep, give your eyelids no rest. Break free like a gazelle from the hunter's trap, like a bird from the grip of the fowler. In other words, this just became your number one priority set. You absolutely needed to do this. No sleep, no rest. You don't have any other job right now than to get broken free. Get out of this. That's just how important it is. Don't say, well, maybe it'll be okay. No, this is something where you have to humble yourself. You have to be that level of correcting where you're at. It absolutely has to happen that way. It's tough, but that needs to happen. And it is that process where we learn not to do this. That humbling yourself and making this such a priority, will that make it so that you will never do that again? Yeah, I think it will. At the end of this episode, I will go ahead and play you the song that's inspired by this, just as a little bonus there. I didn't intro with it today, but I suppose I could have. But yeah, well, it's a fun little, more hard rock kind of a song, but it's inspired by this. Verse 6, go to the ant, you lazy bones. Consider its ways and be wise. Go to the ant. In other words, what does the ant do? Do as the ant does. It has no chief, no overseer, no ruler. Yet it provides its food in the summer and gathers its supplies at harvest time. It does the right thing at the right time. Now to the actual problem. Lazy bones. How long will you lie there in your bed? When will you get up from your sleep? I'll just lie here a little bit. Rest a little longer, just fold my hands for a little more sleep. And poverty comes marching on you. Scarcity hits you like an invading soldier. A little more sleep. A little slumber, a little sleep. Poverty be on you. Scarcity, that's where scarcity comes in. Scarcity doesn't come from God. You hear me on that? Scarcity doesn't come from God. Abundance comes from God. Our laziness brings scarcity. The sooner we admit that, the sooner we get past it. It can't be done for you. If you have excuses, I was thinking about this yesterday. I was getting myself a little upset actually at how people are just always operating on the assumption that wealth comes by deceit. And it's because that's how they tend to operate, isn't it? They're always looking for the angle. They're always looking for that one thing. And when it doesn't turn out to be true, they're like, well, just the system's rigged. Yeah, the system's rigged. It's rigged towards the people that are actually giving effort and not just waiting for something to happen to you. They know what harvest time is. Anyway. So frustrating. Especially when they're wanting to take away what you earned. That's what I think is the most infuriating part about that. They feel it's plenty okay to take away what you have. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, as my... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe you can't hear that. My robotic vacuum just freaked out. Yay. Got caught on something and is complaining about it and is telling the whole house. Thanks. Verse 12. As distractions are put aside, a scoundrel, a vicious man, lives by crooked speech, winking his eyes, shuffling his feet, pointing with his fingers. With deceit in his heart, he is always plotting evil and sowing discord. Therefore, disaster suddenly overcomes him. Unexpectedly, he is broken beyond repair. That whole suddenly overcomes him. We don't know when the master's coming back. I'm not sure that's what's actually implied here, but it's more of just like that it just naturally happens. But we need to be aware of this. That is, it's our actions matter. Our attitudes matter. Because we don't know when that calamity is coming. Another fascinating word pattern here. Verse 16. There are six things Adonai hates. Seven, which he detests. A haughty look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that plots wicked schemes. Feet swift in running to do evil. A false witness who lies with every breath, and him who sows strife among brothers. If you want a manual of the things you don't want to be catching yourself doing, and I think for the most part, people are good about staying away from these things, but be cautious. Some of these things are easier to get caught up in than others. And they're easy enough to be seen as it's not me doing it, it's others doing it. And your complicity is going down that road. Verse 20, my son, obey your father's command. And don't abandon your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Tie them around your neck. We've seen this before, right? I think it was actually the reverse of that in chapter 3. Yeah, I think that's right, chapter 3. Where it said, you know, tie them around your neck, bind them on your heart. I think it was the reverse of that. If I'm right, I could be wrong. But the point is, you have a public display, but you have a private, private where that sits. That's what creates that outwardness, but we're showing it. It's not just only for ourselves. We make it obvious. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you wake up, they will talk with you. For the mitzvah is a lamp, Torah is light, and reproofs that discipline are the way to life. Other translations might treat that differently. So that's very interesting. In fact, let's go ahead and just look at that right now. I'm very curious about that. Let's parallel this with, like, say, the NIV here. Come on. 23. So, mitzvah being a command and Torah being a teaching, which I will be honest, I thought that was the other way around. The Torah was law, and that mitzvah was a saying or a teaching. Huh. Now I'm morbidly curious. Intensely curious is the way I describe that. Let's, just for fun, let's go to the Amplified Edition, which is kind of based on the NIV anyway, but I'm kind of curious. 23 in this one. Same, yeah. Ah, here we go. So this is what I was thinking. So teaching of the law. So a commandment being more of a verbal, a mitzvah, a commonly repeated thing. And then I think I have that right. Correct me if I'm not, somebody. But, and don't just have in the comments, no, you're wrong about that. Please say, no, a mitzvah is this. Because they can't see what your context is. That's always the fun thing about asking for comments. They're like, they comment without realizing that I can't see what they're commenting on. anyway, so let's get through this. But I wanted to kind of bring that out. That's an interesting way to have that translation. Woo, went too far. There we go. And once again, we're kind of going back, hearkening back to some other stuff about why this is important. Verse 24, they keep you from an evil woman, from a loose woman's seductive tongue. Don't let your heart lust after her beauty or allow her glance to captivate you. I'm going right back to yesterday, aren't we? The price of a whore is a loaf of bread, but the adulteress is hunting for a precious life. This has been treated differently in some translations as well, but it's basically saying that equating the two is not quite right, that the person that's looking to do adultery with you has much more nefarious things going on in their life. And that is something that is that hunting is not a bad way to say that, because that's the way it looks in a lot of these cases. So just be aware of that it's just like, yeah, you have, you know, both are wrong, but this one has more to it. And is somehow in our society, this amazes me, but our society seems to think that this is better than this, or more acceptable than that. Can a man carry fire inside of his shirt without burning his clothes? Can a man walk barefoot on hot coals without scorching his feet? So it is with he who has sex with his neighbor's wife. Anyone touching her will be punished. A thief is not despised if he steals to satisfy his appetite when hungry, but even he, if caught, must pay back sevenfold. He may have to give up all the wealth that he owns. He who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. He'll get nothing but blows and contempt. His disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy drives a man into a rage, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept compensation. He'll refuse every bribe, no matter how large. And hey, guess what? Rightfully so. That's all the time I have for today. I hope this had something that was convicting or beneficial to you. But I promised a tune, and let me play the Proverbs 6 song here in the background as we go. Just a quick thing here. Oh, I have this wrong. Apologies. They're not sponsoring this, but I am able to refer you to a service we talked about yesterday called Incogni. And that is a way to help keep your data away from data brokers, and they act on your behalf. It's kind of cool. That's very cool. As I showed yesterday, it's like, okay, well, they are taking care of us now that we've got our name out there from just doing something as seemingly innocent as buying a house. Now all of a sudden our name is out there everywhere and data brokers are going nuts with it. And so Incogni is fighting back and getting our name off of all those lists so that we get less of the junk, less of the privacy invasion, and less of just the just junk mail. Oh my goodness. We have seen a decrease. That has absolutely happened. That since we got Incogni, we've seen a lot less of those junk mail and invasive, like home warranty and all that kind of junk that you get. Those have decreased since we did Incogni. So that's why I happily say I fully intend to keep them. In fact, I was saying yesterday that I'm actually going to be increasing what we're doing with them to do my wife as well and some other stuff with that. So we're actually going to be increasing what we're doing with them, not decreasing. So I'm happy to have them as a referral partner. So anytime you sign up, they give us a kind of a reward for that. And so that helps go to support the things that we do to keep this channel running. So please do consider that. And I will leave that up on the screen for you. Just go to 11talents.co. All the best. You're blessing all the rest. We'll see you tomorrow. Look at the anthem, let it drain. No God, no master shows the way. Busy hands working day and night. In fields of sweat, it wins the fight. How long will you lie in your bed? Turn it sober while dreams are dead. Poverty creeping like a thief. Hands folded, brings only grief. Go to the ants, see you fool. Work and toil, that's the rule. No idle days, no wasted time. Rise and grind, up the climb. Harvest time is just around the bend. Prepare your store before the end. Winter's cold is on its way. Save for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones dragging their feet. While ants march on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Ants never stop, they never rest. In every struggle they give their best. So why do you let time pass by? Get on your feet, reach for the sky. Just around the bend, prepare your store before the end.
Winter's cold, it's on its way. Save for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones slugging down the bend. Pass marks on, never miss a beat. Winter's cold, it's on its way. Save for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones dragging their feet. While ass marks on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Ants never stop, they never rest. In every struggle they give their best. So why do you let time pass by? Get on your feet, reach for the sky.